Okay. Why are these cars not moving? What's up with that? It's probably because I'm driving closer and closer to wherever the Giants game is happening. And by wherever the Giants game is happening, I mean like two blocks. Like I'm looking at it right now. There are a bunch of people with signs saying, hey, you can park here. Hey, come park here. This guy's selling tickets or something. Guy with his long skateboard is carrying it across the street. Now he's laying it down to ride upon it. There's people jumping out of the car behind me. This guy fell off his skateboard and now someone is honking at him. These streets, man, these streets. Here in their Giants hoodies at some, what is it? It's a grilled cheese kitchen. The American grilled cheese kitchen. The American is written way bigger, so I don't know if it's just, if they refer to the place as the American and it is a grilled cheese kitchen, or if it's an American grilled cheese kitchen. American grilled cheese. Oh, these cars, and they're not moving. Oh, God. And all these people walking to baseball. Come on. and now I'm finally have moved past the American. Man. I guess it's probably hard to turn right here because there's so many pedestrians walking to the game. Jaywalkers! Are they playing the Dodgers? There's a sign out here that says Beat LA. I assume that's what that means. Oh, whoop, whoop! I mean, I'm not the hugest Giants fan in the world anymore, but I could certainly be into the idea of beating the Dodgers. Like, I don't like the Dodgers. I ain't no fan of the Dodgers. Alright, everybody go. Go, 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 go. Here we go. I just need to make this right turn and then I'll be headed away from where the baseball is and then everything will be fine. Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. Yeah, alright. Fuck everybody. I'm dumping. Shitty out here. Even though I'm not headed in the direction of the game, it's still like, I mean, there's a bunch of parking lots and stuff around here, and so probably people just like trying to public parking, $30, flat rate. God. $30 fucking. Not whatever, it's 20 near where I park. Out when there's a baseball game, the streets around here suck.
The streets around here suck. I've always found that way troublesome. Do you take Brandon all the way down?
Yeah.
I always find it's trouble because of the that highway exit.
Oh, yeah.
when I come to get you, I normally go up a bit and then take full swing. Hi, chat.
I've started taking this all the way to second and then turning up second. And then illegally driving the wrong way down that one-way street to get to the parking garage. Really liberating to do it.
I probably would take... Wow, he's excited.
Wouldn't you be? If you were talking about Zulu beats.
I guess.
They were all, when I was in Boston, they were all setting
There's
up for the...
nothing matching on this guy.
Nope.
He's got like a purple ball cap. Blue hoodie. Super bright blue shoes. And then red pants. Jeff, it just bothers me. As a designer, just get something going. Not everything.
It looked fine to me. I don't know.
Purple and yellow ball cap.
You saying purple and yellow don't go together?
No, I'm saying they're fine, but I feel bad for people who live in, like, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Who have to...
coordinate with those colors.
Yeah, put that together.
Yeah.
What was the Prince's song? You remember that song he made?
Raspberry Beret?
No. He made a song for the actual Vikings. Like, he made their official song. Some year that they were on that they
yeah.
were playing. And it was only like 2 years ago. It was super weird. It was called like Purple and Gold, I think was the name of the song.
Mm.
It was amazing. It's the best thing ever. Like, I just love the idea of Prince loving football and going to the studio. Like, we got a big game this week.
Yeah, we gotta
let's cut a track.
Let's get a track out, you know, inspire these guys and do their best.
Oh, guy's part of the Vampires.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty awesome name for a bike gang.
Vampires MC, San Francisco. I don't know, their little Highway 1 with wings logo is not very
too
vampiric.
Much for you. That jacket also does not look very weathered in.
Yep. Yeah, that vampire is real white, real yeah. bright.
This is the, it's like the day traders bike club.
Yeah, vampires, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah. How's your podcast?
All right.
How's being back?
Okay. Mostly just got ready for the podcast, then recorded the podcast, then edited the podcast, and then that was that. Played a little bit of Trials in between some of that stuff. But...
just late era funking it up.
Yep. Guy has stopped in the middle of the intersection to look at this cigarette. What is he? Is
Jeff,
that a phone?
I don't think that's a guy.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. I guess it's not.
At least she kind of matches.
Okay.
Still got that Queens of the Stone Age concert coming up.
Yep. Lana Del Rey. Well, you guys could really move this car. That'd be great for me. Oh.
Well, you got a block. You made it a block.
How'd your day go? What'd you do?
What did I do? I saw some footage of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And started setting up my site.
Cool.
I fixed some mobile bugs. Wow. Pink hair. Pink scooter.
Yeah.
Pink bag. That girl knows how to match, Jeff.
Just getting it done out there. I feel like the helmet can be pink, you know?
I don't know.
I guess the black helmet, pink hair, you know, helps the pink hair stand out more.
I don't see pink hair all that often. There's not too many people that accessorize their mode of transportation.
Yeah, that's true. You know, if I really want to, white car, white tracksuit.
You could. White sunglasses.
White sunglasses, white iPhone.
Can you think of anything sillier of the last 10 years than a white iPhone and the hysteria that it caused?
I don't know, like the fervor for different colors of consoles, I feel like, prepared me for that. Mm. You know, that period of time where I was like, man, I want an orange GameCube.
I get food tonight. Did you eat?
I did not eat. I could eat.
Let me check with my special lady. Oh, I put out, I put our docs out live.
Cool.
Whoa there. Fucking San Francisco is so weird, Jeff. We really should just have an Instagram account. But we would have to have, like, our phone up the entire time. Because holy shit, is it weird.
Yeah, you know, it's gonna come to your face.
Did you ever have?
No.
Did it ever get like kind of? Did you ever have like hair over your ears?
No. I think there was a while there that I had the back longer.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost like a.
Like a mullet.
Like a rat tail-y kind of rat-tail-y. Not quite.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not a mullet.
Yeah, because it wasn't.
It wouldn't.
Yeah. It was just the back.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This super young, then, I'm going to assume.
Yeah. Like, elementary school.
Yeah. Had to keep it fresh.
Yeah. In order to stay fresh, this is what was required. I recently found my yearbooks and my 7th grade photo. I have really big hair.
What was your elementary called?
My elementary was McKinley. Mm.
I was Laydensville.
Mm.
My best friend was the Undertaker's son. Said he'd never be an Undertaker. Guess what he is?
An Undertaker?
Undertaker.
Is he the Undertaker?
He is not.
He's
the
an Undertaker. Okay, all right.
The Undertaker. I wonder how long that business will last.
Undertaking?
Yeah, the, you know, preservation of people's bodies through embalming fluids.
I don't know.
Like, I feel it's
Yeah, I mean, it definitely seems like more and more people are just getting cremated and saying, like, whatever, man, don't put me in the ground. That's dumb.
Like, I'm pretty surprised. I don't think my parents are planning. They don't. And I would have figured they would have been the last generation of
them. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, cemeteries and stuff just seem like a grand waste of space. Seems real stupid.
Unless you can pick up a good one-liner. It's the original Twitter.
Right, yeah. Now we'll just have Facebook pages that don't get updated anymore.
Yeah. You're just making them. These are all timed.
Yeah. You know?
But as I've noticed, they kind of slow down. So, like, you're bound to catch them. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it'll stop you eventually. Yeah. Unless everybody's just, like, flooring them.
Right.
We're just making everyone.
We're just making these. And this guy in front of me is just not going fast enough.
It's another just made it. Yeah. I don't think we're going to make this one.
We'll make this one.
No.
Because I don't care.
He's gone too slow. Oh.
No, that one, made that one didn't change. Did we beat the cycle? All right.
Not bad. Oh, so close, Joe.
Yeah, we missed this one from the end.
It's the important one to make, too.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? Where do you want to eat?
Can you go to the Outback?
You can go to the Outback. Get yourself some king crab legs.
Yeah.
Transfixed by music today.
Yeah. They're in the mix real hard, you know?
Yeah.
All these Zulu beats. Well, we will have to take some bridge questions here.
Oh, that's right. We're coming up. So. Playing this week? What's on the
Trials Fusion? I'm gonna play a bunch more of that probably. I'm about halfway through it right now. I don't know. RBI Baseball came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the.
Heard it's not so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of not surprised, but.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
It's tough to make a baseball game.
Yeah. And try to, like, recapture the feel of, like, you know, old baseball games.
Yeah, like, you need, like, how do you do it without Howard Johnson?
Right. Oh, does that website exist again?
Look, just looked like it was slow.
Oh, because it was straight up down for a while. There was some stupid drama. Dude took it down or something.
Oh. Somebody is telling me that Warframe is getting a denial of service attacked.
Hmm.
Why does anyone care enough about a free-to-play game to denial of service attack it? Because, like, people that actually do denial of service attacks are exactly the assholes that probably play a lot of free-to-play games. Like, they're in other countries. Most of the denial of service attacks that have been happening in the last year is actually a group of people that they believe are all within the same group, and they've actually been doing it as ransoms. That's what happened to Meetup. That's what's happened to GitHub. It's basically dudes that just say, "Hey, put 3,000, you know, dollars worth of bitcoins in this wallet."
Yeah.
"And we will, you know, attack you." And then, of course, a lot of them say, "Fuck you."
Right.
And they get attacked because if you're going to give $3,000, you're going to give, you know, a lot more. So, any place that makes money, and I'm sure Warframe makes money, can have it happen.
Right.
Saying, what do I think of Winter Soldier? I have not seen Winter Soldier yet. I only get to go to movies in the theater every once in a while these days, and I went to the Wes Anderson film instead.
I heard it was violent.
Winter Soldier?
Yeah. Like, almost weirdly violent for a comic book movie.
You know, I kind of felt... Did you see that newest Superman movie?
Nope.
I miss old fucking Superman. I miss, like, Clark Kent, man. I don't need alien Superman in my life. I want, like, honest, proud-to-be-American Superman.
Yeah.
Like, just nice guy. Too shy to talk to Lois.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. Have you tried Smite?
No.
What is the endurance run game for 2014? You're listening to it right now.
Yeah, it's...
It's called Commune.
Right.
at least 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are special circumstances where we have to do things and it's doesn't happen.
Right.
With the Kindle Fire TV gamepad is not good.
Yeah, it's a cheap piece of garbage. The D-pad on it feels like sticky, crappy, hollow. The buttons feel like trash. The analog sticks are kind of okay, and that's about it.
How can I make the Supreme Pizza taste better? very easily you take off the olives, because olives are disgusting on pizza.
Olives are disgusting. Very. Yeah.
They're good in martinis. That's the only time. You drown them in vodka, I can stand them.
I was watching Matt Rory try to eat olives in a martini the other night. He was like, I don't know why I got this. Like, I hate olives so much that it works for the worst. So.
Did he pretty much just go around PAX and drink with users? All I saw was, like, you know, tweets that he put out. It's like, hey, I'm next to this sign.
Yeah.
So I was saying, speaking of commutes, this is a decently late one. How late do you guys usually work? Well, it's late. Podcast days are always a little bit later. I don't know. We just have off. We're kind of offset by 2 hours, I would say. A normal thing. The bad part, probably, that we both share is then we get home, eat food or do something, and then kind of go back to it.
Yep.
For me, that's like, you know, doing lighter webhook work, like writing documentation or making videos or something along those lines. And for you, it's playing some game.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's a really good domain registrar? You can... The one that I like these days is Namecheap. Mm. I'm not super pumped about their latest redesign, but it's... they, as a service, have been great.
I've been using Hover and really like Hover. It's been easy to point domains at things and just get stuff going. So that's where I've been doing all mine.
Doing Outback?
Yeah. Alright. Sure.
Yeah.
Get something that's like a real meal. Someplace classy.
Someplace that smells weird when you walk into it.
Yeah.
What's the dumb domain you each own? I own Magic Missile. That's pretty dumb. I own probably 12 domains.
Yeah, I think I have like 8 or 9. I think fetacritic.com is the dumbest one that I own right now.
That is horrible.
It's, you know, if you want, they're keeping score of...
you still own Snake?
All the Feta reviews. I never owned Snake.
Really?
Yeah.
I was bummed when all Ryan's disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah, some good dumb ones.
And like some of those were, I mean, yeah, I don't know what the actual story with that was. It was like all that stuff was supposed to have been paid up through longer than now. So I'm not really sure what went down that made that stuff go away.
Didn't he have GameSpot too?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, man. Ryan.
I don't know, he let a bunch of them expire. Like, yeah. He didn't have that many there.
GameSpot 2 is the best.
GameSpot 2 is pretty good.
Cocaine Mountain was a good one. Batman was owned. Some pretty dumb ones.
Yeah.
I saw nuke.com points to GameSpot these days.
Yep. I was thinking about saying that they should redirect that to Giant Bomb instead.
That's, well, it makes sense, doesn't
it? Yeah.
fight hard for that one. The meeting. Guys, I've got a really important thing.
Yeah. Glad you all came. Thanks for coming to this meeting.
So we've got this really good joke.
Yeah. I got sent a big list of domains that the company owns not too long ago, and they were like, you know, which one of these? Like, how many of these should we get rid of? Because we just have too many domains registered. We don't need it.
What? That is the stupidest thing ever, coming from a company that made a lot of its early money selling domains.
Yeah.
Do some shopping at Ross afterwards.
Yeah, let's hit Ross.
Get some socks.
I'm good on socks right now.
All right, I think we're going to make it in time.
All right. This is a classy place, so I think I'm actually going to turn off the iPad.
Good. Not that I don't love you guys.
Yeah.
You get in the way of my king crab.
Exactly. We'll be back. See ya.